Summertime is when the big broadcast TV networks take a bit of a break, and cable networks roll out a lot of new shows. And Eric Deggans is here to help us sort through what to watch. He's the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. Welcome back to the program, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get right to it. What should we be watching right now?
Well, maybe it's because I'm a man of a certain age, but I love this show called Men of a Certain Age on TNT. And it's this great comedy, dramedy, about three friends who are pushing 50. And one of the centerpieces of the show that I really love is they get together at a diner before their day starts, and they talk about the things that are really bothering them. And it can be anything like romantic trouble. In one case, it was about having their wallets in their back pockets.
What's that about?
What's that about? We get old. Can't sit on my wallet anymore. Get all this ass bone trouble.
Ass bone trouble?
It's like slants me. It's the hip of the joint. It's all out of whack. I read about it, too. It's not good. No way. You told me about it.
Recognizable voices there.
That's right. We got Ray Romano playing the owner of a party supplies shop who also has dreams of playing in the senior PGA Tour. We've got Andre Brower, who's playing a guy who's taken over his father's car dealership. So, you know, these guys are all at crisis points in their life, and they're coping with the big approaching 5-0, you know. If 40 is the new 20, then I guess 50 is the new 30.
Or the new period of constant angst. And it's an interesting show with really edgy camera work, but sometimes it seems like the centerpiece is the casting.
Oh, without a doubt. These are experienced actors who have created really compelling characters, and we're supposed to go along on the ride. And, you know, so much of television is focused on youth. You watch network television, and it's obviously aimed at 20-somethings. But this show is very much for those of us who are, you know, we're aware that we're getting older and we're facing different issues than we faced 20 years ago.
There are a few things that are rolling out throughout the summer on cable. Reach later into the calendar and tell us what we should be looking out for.
Well, anybody who reads my blog, The Feed, knows that I am a sci-fi geek, and so I am geeked up for this show called Torchwood, which started as a show on British television, but Starz, the premium cable channel, is doing, I guess I would say, a little more Americanized version. It's about what happens if everyone on the earth suddenly stops dying. And Mekhi Phifer, if you remember him from ER, has an amazing turn as a CIA agent who finds himself wrapped up in the middle of this after he gets in a really bad car accident. And let's listen to a little bit of that.
I had a pole through my chest. I was dead, then I wasn't. I had to pay for this bridge. And now I want to know what is going on, all right? Because I was dead, and now I'm not.
I guess a question that the Undertakers of America would want to know also. People exactly. Aren't dying anymore.
Exactly. This, believe it or not dying is one of the biggest dangers the Earth has ever faced.
Maybe this trend that I'm noticing is a lot of the shows on cable right now seem to have a very narrow focus on a very specific audience. Teen Wolf, Single Ladies, Franklin and Bash, which clearly is going after men of a different age, younger men with really gross taste.
Certainly younger, yes.
And The Protector, which is a show that seems to be focused on divorced mothers.
Yeah, that's a Lifetime show. Cable is an area where you really pick an audience and you super serve them. So, of course, if you're ever going to reinvent the Teen Wolf series, you do it on MTV, which is focused on youth. Why anybody would want to do that, I have no idea. And after watching the first episode of Teen Wolf, I have even less idea. but they tried. They gave it a game try, you know.
We're glad that you watch all that television for the rest of us.
Thank you very much.
That's Eric Deggans. He's the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. All Things Considered continues right after this.